This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Republican U.S. Senator from Montana Tim Sheehy, a freshman senator, has signed on to a legal brief arguing for an end to birthright citizenship in the United States. Sheehy is among 28 federal Republicans joining the effort led by hardline conservative Republican legislators Senator Ted Cruz of Texas and U.S. Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio. Sheehy added his name to an amicus brief supporting the Trump administration's effort to challenge the United States' longstanding policy of granting citizenship to nearly any child born in the country. The matter will be heard before the U.S. Supreme Court. Sheehy is one of 12 Republican senators and 16 Republican congressmen who have signed onto the brief, which argues for a narrower interpretation of which children count as falling under U.S. jurisdiction for the purposes of the automatic citizenship guarantee enshrined in the 14th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. The court case arises from President Donald Trump's January 2025 executive order that sought to end the practice of automatically granting citizenship to babies born to parents who are in the U.S. temporarily or without legal authorization. That order was subsequently challenged by civil liberties groups, which have argued that the Trump administration's position conflicts with the longstanding interpretation of the 14th Amendment's Citizenship Clause as applying to all U.S.-born children with very narrow exceptions, such as children born to foreign diplomats or invading soldiers. The 14th Amendment, ratified following the Civil War in 1868 to grant citizenship to former slaves, says that all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside. Sheehy's involvement in the brief was criticized this week in a statement by Michael Black Wolf, a Fort Belknap Indian community member who is seeking the Democratic Party's nomination to challenge Montana's other U.S. Senator, Republican Steve Daines, in this year's November election. Black Wolf faulted the brief in part for citing an 1884 case where the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that Native Americans should not be granted citizenship under the 14th Amendment because they owed allegiance to their tribes. He wants to replace our birthright with a litmus test of earning your citizenship through singular allegiance, Black Wolf wrote. Senator Sheehy is reviving the logic that being too Indian makes you less American. This is a 19th century prejudice being used as a 21st century law. The 1884 ruling was later superseded by an act of Congress, the 1924 Indian Citizenship Act. Daines, a Republican, is not among the lawmakers who signed on to the Cruz amicus brief, but did provide a statement emphasizing the senator's general support for Trump's immigration policies. Construction is set to begin on Markley Bridge in Gallatin Canyon. The Bozeman Ranger District is replacing Markley Bridge with work scheduled to begin winter and early spring of 2026 and extending into the summer months. The bridge, also known as the Green Bridge, is about 4 miles north of Big Sky on Highway 191 over the Gallatin River. The Forest Service, Montana Department of Transportation, and Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks will work together to manage traffic on Highway 191 and address any necessary road and river closures. Access to the Deer Creek Trailhead may be closed or limited during the project. Bozeman District Ranger John Gellings said, "We acknowledge the importance of the Green Bridge to the public and the Big Sky community. While we understand that this project will temporarily limit access to a beloved location, the long-term benefits of a new and safer bridge will ensure continued enjoyment for years to come. Drivers, recreationists, hikers, fishermen, and people floating the Gallatin River can expect delays or closures during the Markley Bridge work." This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.